Morning, good Rex.
Yeah, good day, mate. Just wanted to speak to someone there about an IM240 test, please.
Yeah, I should be able to help you out, mate.
Okay. You got any slots, any bookings? I need to do a 7904. Have you got any booking space this year?
Yeah, should be able to. What car are we working with, mate?
Ariel Atom with a Honda engine turbo in it.
Yep, no worries. And I'm assuming you've started that sort of engineering process with an engineer.
You know, the car's fully complied on the road in Australia. It's all good to go. We just wanted to get a baseline emissions test on the current engine tune.
Oh, epic. Yeah, no problem.
But it needs to be to 7904, mm-hmm. and we just want to know some figures, what it comes out at. It's with Underground Performance over in Moorabbin. You know Alex Barnett?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, so
So normally the process is, like we've, you're obviously coming to us with a car that's more complete than the majority of the ones that come to us. So normally the cost-wise is $1,400 for the full test. But we sort of cap it at 3 hours for testing. So what we can do is, obviously we're going to get an initial baseline run. That's not going to take up to three hours at all. What it can mean then is, with the data that you get, you can go back to Alex, then you can bring it back, and it's not just constant.
Yes. So that's what we want to do. We want to basically get a baseline number and see if we're in or out of spec, and then have a discussion around what do we need to add more cats, is it an ECU tune thing, then we go back and tune on his dyno and get it where we think it should be and then come back to you and retest. We want to see the effect that E85 has on emissions. It's basically a bit of a science project, so...
That's cool. No problem. I'll throw another one to you. We have had, what ECU is the car on?
Okay, so it's got two ECUs, and this is what we want to check the difference in maps. One is an MBE ECU, which is the standard Atom ECU, and one is an SCS Delta.
Okay, cool.
And there's no other mods to the engine, so it's running standard injectors, standard boost controller, standard cat, standard exhaust. Yeah. We just want to see what effect the different ECUs have on emissions.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so did you want to do that same sort of swap while you're here for that initial?
Possibly. I'll let Alex decide on that one because he's the ECU guru. He may need, and that is a little door loom that plugs in, so it's a little adapter. I will let him make the call on whether it's a hot swap or whether we have to take the car away and recal it on his dyno.
Because the other thing we can do, we've had in the past, like if I'm just using our own tuning side of things, we only play with the Subarus. But when I'm doing an emissions test, we did one recently for a billet block, WRX that we've built. And doing the testing on the E85 and big injectors and that sort of stuff. But obviously the tuning aspect we can do while we're here. So
So you can muck around with it to try and lower some of the parameters.
It's surprising how finicky these things are. E85 is actually, like in the past you would think it'd be easier because from an emissions point of view it's better in some sense, but it's way worse than in others. So
what's it worse in?
Actual exhaust amount is like, so the amount of CO in there. So CO2.
Even though
it's a cleaner burn, you have less NOx, better hydrocarb, you've just got more of it, which is another tricky
So then that's a challenge. Because the 240, and so with the ADR 7904, which is where we want to understand how compliant we are with that, what I guess you'll have a test table and a test cycle that you run to over that 240 seconds?
Yeah, so it's a set drive cycle. So you basically punch in the vehicle dimensions, weight, tyre, blah, blah, blah. And the dyno has a set inertia as it goes through. It literally feels like, if you close your eyes, it feels like you're driving on the road. So you'll be going down at different speeds. It's all set the same across all cars. It has gear change spots. And it's designed to sort of stress the car in different ways. So like one is like a light throttle coming down to a stop. You think, but as soon as you come down to a stop and then you have to accelerate hard afterwards, generally that's where they fail, because obviously it's all slow. The actual, whether it passes or fails comes down to the year of manufacture of the car.
Yeah, that's right. Against which ADR it's
correct.
So we've got to go against 7904, which I think is the current
Correct. Which is the latest.
So I mean, the car's already registered, so it doesn't matter if it passes or fails. We just want to see.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to see what it's actually doing.
The cool thing is, like, if I'm just looking at the cars that we do here from a tune point of view, you often end up with a better tune state afterwards as well because you're optimizing the car, particularly off boost.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
What's your calendar like? So you got a slot before Christmas, which is good.
Yeah.
What dates are the best ones for you? Is Fridays always better for you? I don't know if you knock off early on Friday, or your Mondays are your best, or what do you tell me?
Friday's probably going to be the best days. Let's have a look. What have we got? So probably a good day if you wanted to speak to Alex would be Friday the 5th of December, because I've got all my tuning side of things stacked before then, and then Friday I've got a...
Right, we will aim for that. I will just check my calendar. Hang on.
I'm terrible with names. Sorry.
Alex is my name as well, so it's easy. Alex. Just remember the Alexes from UGP and you're good to go. I'm good on the Friday the 5th, so I will... I'll just cross-check with Alex now. Can you pencil us in for that one?
Yeah, I'm doing it, yeah.
And I'll give you my email address.
Go for it.
So it's Alex, A-L-E-X.
Yep.
Yeah, dot K-N-O-T-T.
K-N-O-T-T.
Yeah, dot design, so D-E-S-I-G-N.
Yep.
At gmail.com.
Cool, man. Did you want to get Alex from Underground to give me a buzz as well?
Yes, what was your name?
My name's Warwick.
Warwick, I was just talking to him,
Sorry, mate. I'll give you my mobile number because...
Yeah, go for it.
So 0400...
Yep.
131...
Yep.
337.
337, yeah. He'll probably give you a call in the next hour or so.
Ideas of, just from what we've seen. There's a few little pitfalls that have caught us off guard with these things.
Well, I guess what we're trying to do is find a way to ensure the car passes ADR 7904.
How many cats does the car have?
It currently has one, and this is what we were going to do. We're going to get a baseline and then say, okay, if we're out here, we're going to either add a custom cat or dual cat side by side, or dual cats in series, either in parallel or in series.
What type of cat is in
there? It has the standard Ariel Atom cat on it. Now, I have no idea what cat it is. Now, they say, it's a Jaguar cat, but that doesn't mean jack shit to us.
No.
We want to know a part number.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Because the last one we did with the billet block, it only had a single cat. It was a brand new Euro 6 special jigger.
Yep.
But not a race orientated one. It was purely emissions orientated. Obviously, it kills power on that thing. But they've managed to pass with a single cat.
Okay. What model cat was that?
I'd have to find out. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, get to that. And then, I'll get Alex out. He'll probably ask that question as well, because we'd probably just go and buy one of those as well.
There was a fair bit of tuning to get it to pass on the one, but once you got it, it was fine.
And do you think is it easier with two cats, or does it just work like that?
No,
it is easier with
two. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, that'll be the simple way to do it. All right, well, look, Warwick, thanks for your time. I'll get Alex to give you a call today just to cross-check the date is correct.
Yeah.
But the 5th is what we're aiming for.
Ideas. Yeah, sounds great.
Excellent. Cheers, mate.
Talk to you. You have a great day. Ciao.
You too, bye.